بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعنه رضي الله تعالى عنه قال: قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: من رآني في المنام فسيراني في اليقظة أو كأنما رآني في اليقظة لا يتمثل الشيطان بي. متفق عليه. سيدنا أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه narrated that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم mentioned: whoever sees me in his dream, من يراني في المنام, من رآني في المنام, whoever sees me in his dream, then soon he will see me. Or in another narration is mentioned, as if he has seen me whilst awake. Explanation of this hadith is, ulama have given various explanations. The simple explanation is that what Hafiz ibn Hajar rahmatullahi alayhi has mentioned is that person who sees Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam in his dream, then this is a glad tidings from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Although this is not again a guarantee that this person is getting Jannah or he is a very pious person. However, there is great hopes that seeing Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in a dream, like many scholars have mentioned, that inshallah he will see Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam after he passes away. In other words, in the Akhirat, he'll be honored with a special meeting with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So, seeing Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the dream, then this is some indication that you will see Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the hereafter. And according to Hafiz ibn Hajar rahmatullahi alayhi, this will be a special meeting. Hence, it could be a sign that inshallah Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will intercede on this person's behalf. It is a sign that inshallah the person will pass away on on deen and iman, and there is some prosperity, success for this person. However, if a person did not see Rasulullah in his life, then his entire life in a dream, this doesn't mean there is some deficiency in his iman or in his piety, or he won't be prosperous and he won't be successful. No. Certain people are fortunate that they see Rasulullah in the dream, and many times it is guiding him towards something. Or many times it is stopping him from some weakness that he has, something wrong that he is doing. Allah, out of his kindness, Allah favors him by bringing Rasulullah in his dream. And when a person sees Rasulullah in his dream, then this is Rasulullah, because shaitan cannot assume the form of Rasulullah. Rasulullah was protected from the influence of shaitan during his lifetime, and even after his demise, he is safeguarded from the mischief of shaitan. Shaitan cannot take the form and shape of Rasulullah and come in the dream and give some directions and some advices to the person in his dream. Obviously, those will be wrong advices. So, Rasulullah, if he is seen in a dream, this is a matter of truth and reality. It is not a figment of a person's imagination. It is haqq, according to many hadiths. Therefore, the person is definitely blessed by seeing Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam in his dream. Muhammad bin Sirin, rahmatullahi alayhi, he used to say that a person has to see Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam in the exact form and features that he had in this world. However, most ulama, jumhur, majority of the scholars say no. It doesn't mean that you have to see Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam in your dream in the exact features that he had in this world. So whichever form you see Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the dream, if it is Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then this is a basharat for you that inshallah you will see Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the akhirah. And according to Hafiz ibn Hajar rahmatullahi alayhi, it will be a special meeting with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah grant us this tawfiq that we see Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in a good condition in the dream, and Allah make it such that Allah makes Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam intercede on our behalf on the day of qiyamah. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين. سبحان الله بحمده. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك.